Dr. Abdallah John Bosco, a medical officer and a surgeon at Juba Teaching Hospital, says there are many people who have gone blind in South Sudan from preventable eye diseases like cataracts.
People go blind from two diseases, one of which, if you go blind, the blindness cannot be revived. That's glaucoma. And it's in a very big number here in South Sudan.
Dr. Abdallah says some people delay visiting the hospital for eye checkups, including those with eye diseases. He says most of the eye problems in South Sudan have affordable treatment available at Juba Teaching Hospital.
Very unfortunately, most of our people in the periphery, they don't actually get access to services. And when they come to the facility, it's when that is late and they cannot be helped to see again. But for those who have gone blind from cataract, we operate on them if they come to the facility and they see.
Dr. Abdallah says trachoma is another condition that can cause blindness because the cornea becomes destroyed from eyelashes rubbing the inside of the eyes. He says cataract surgery can change the lives of individuals who have been struggling with blindness for years. Emmanuel Tangun is the director of the Dr. Phillips Tangun Foundation, a non-profit sponsoring this year's free eye campaign and eye examination. Emmanuel Tangun says the annual event is a memory of the late Dr. Philip Tangun, who opened a pharmacy in Juba back in 1973 and continued to serve the people of South Sudan. Emmanuel Tangun says the free eye surgery is part of the company's corporate social responsibility to give back to the community.
The campaign that is happening next week, we're actually targeting eye care, and we've been doing that for the last 6 years, focusing on neglected tropical diseases. It's part of our CSR, corporate social responsibility, and we've been working closely with Bullock Eye Center, as well as now the Juba Teaching Hospital. And we've done it all through, except for 2020 when there was COVID.
The free eye camp and eye examination will be running from the 7th to the 11th of November at the Juba Teaching Hospital. Tangun urges residents of Juba Town to show up for free eye screening in order to know the status of their eyes and become aware of possible solutions from optical experts. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.